It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferris. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we take a look at the Canadian side of the growing rift over trade and tariffs, and we'll preview our special international call-in program airing this Sunday on Wisconsin Public Radio. First, the eight Democratic candidates for governor squared off in a primary debate last night at UW-Milwaukee. TMJ4 News and WUWM co-produced the debate, which looked into issues including the Foxconn technology plant, education, and criminal justice reform. It's the first chance all the candidates had to debate each other as they try to stand out in a crowded field, and while there was some agreement on big issues, some differences did come up. Sean Johnson is WPR's Capital Bureau Chief. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Rob.
Well, this was a chance for candidates to stand out, and as we've seen in polls, there's not a lot of name recognition for any of them in some cases.
Yeah, I mean, it was their first chance to do this on TV, I guess, because they've been doing a variety
of local forums
throughout the state, and a lot of them have gotten to know each other pretty well throughout this at this point, but if you look at early polling, a lot of people don't know who these candidates are or who they would support. And so this is their first chance to go out on TV and radio and say, here is the one unique thing that unique reason you should vote for me in a minute or less.
What was the tone at this debate?
The tone was fast, I guess. It just kind of had that feeling of being fast because they really did only hang on an answer for about a minute apiece per candidate. And not only that, the moderators didn't stick on the same topic. So, for example, to open the debate, they talked about Foxconn, and they had a show of hands question, who supported the Foxconn deal, who would kill it, who would renegotiate it. And then they went to talk to the candidates. They asked Tony Evers about Foxconn. They asked Matt Flynn about Foxconn. They are in alphabetical order across the stage. So they got the Foxconn question, and then they moved on. So, I mean, that was kind of the debate in an effort to keep it fresh with that many candidates. They didn't linger on a question.
Well, we want to hear a little bit of each of the candidates' answers, just a taste from all of them. Let's start with the issue of Foxconn and hear from a few of the candidates. Here's one of them, attorney Matt Flynn, talking about how he would challenge the Foxconn deal.
I will go to federal court. An illegal contract is unenforceable in Wisconsin. This is an illegal contract because it's a private bill that exempts them from our wetlands. It exempts them from environmental impact statements. It even exempts them from our Court of Appeals jurisdiction.
Candidate Matt Flynn there. Now here's Madison Mayor Paul Soglin on whether big business incentives are the way to attract companies and jobs.
The creation of great quality jobs comes from small businesses. It does not come and states suffer terribly when they get into a race to the bottom, handing out these hundreds of millions, billions of dollars in public money where we take the risk and they take the profit.
Paul Soglin there. Now here's Firefighter Union Chief Malin Mitchell talking about how to ensure that the jobs at Foxconn are accessible to people in Milwaukee and Racine.
We need to set up a regional transit authority. If we're going to have Foxconn come in here and pay $4.5 billion, and we're going to pay them $4.5 billion to actually do business here in the state of Wisconsin, we need to make sure that those that are underemployed and those that are unemployed can get to those jobs.
Sean, did we hear any pro-Foxconn cases from the eight Democratic candidates?
You didn't hear pro-Foxconn when they did the show of hands on who opposes the deal. I guess everybody opposed it. What you did hear, though, is Tony Evers was one of only two candidates who said that he wouldn't kill the deal if elected. And when he was pressed on this a little bit later in the candidate question and answer section, Tony Evers said, quote, I can't sit up here and tell the people of Wisconsin this isn't going to happen. We're already there. And we have to make sure, since we're already there, that the people of Wisconsin are treated fairly and then we don't make the same mistake again. So Tony Evers saying this Foxconn thing is happening and he's not going to tell people otherwise.
Education was another component of the debate. Here's more from the candidates on that. Here's former head of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, Mike McCabe, on the state's voucher system for private schools.
Wisconsin should stop trying to fund two separate and parallel systems of education. I think we should eliminate taxpayer-subsidized private schooling, the voucher program.
And now State Senator Kathleen Vineout talked about how she would make up for tuition freezes and cuts in the UW system.
I would bring back the money that was taken away. I would put $100 million into needs-based financial aid. I also have a bill that would fully fund the free tuition for two-year in-tech colleges for the two-year UW campuses.
And State Superintendent Tony Evers, he works in the education part of the state right now. He had a different take on whether two-year and technical colleges should be tuition-free.
I believe students should have some skin in the game. Any student that is so impoverished that they can't afford to go to college, of course they're going to get some grants. But the bottom line is I think there should be some skin in the game for kids going to college.
So did we hear really distinctive statements from candidates there? I mean, we heard a difference, at least between Finehout and Evers, on that free tuition issue.
Yeah, the free tuition issue is another one of those show of hands questions where they asked, do you support free tuition at tech schools? And 7 of the 8 candidates said yes. Evers was the only one who said no, I don't. And he actually came back later in the debate to point out, hey, since we didn't get to talk about this, I want to explain myself. And that's where he gave that skin in the game remark there. So that was another situation where you saw Evers, who in the early polling on this race, even though a lot of people don't know who they're going to vote for, Evers has led in the polls that have been released publicly. And so he's kind of striking that a general election tone there where he's not going for every issue that the other candidates are going for in this competitive Democratic primary.
Talking to WPR's Sean Johnson about last night's debate among the 8 Democratic primary candidates in the race for governor. Moving on and hearing from a couple more candidates, criminal justice reform and the state's prison population also came up. Here's Attorney Josh Pade talking about allowing the expungement of crimes on a person's record to take place after sentencing.
Hope to people that have did something bad in their life or were incriminated and they came out, it shouldn't be determined at that point. It should be determined as they get rehabbed into society.
And then former State Representative Kelda Royce on her goal of reducing the state's prison population by half.
As governor, I will look to our neighboring state of Minnesota. They incarcerate fewer than half as many people as we do, and yet they're no more dangerous. In fact, they're actually investing in public safety.
Is this something that candidates have been talking about a lot outside of the debate, even the criminal justice issue, Sean?
There have been a lot of forums. There have been some forums that have been organized specifically around this idea of what to do with the criminal justice system. And you do seem to see a lot of agreement among the candidates that what's happening right now is not working and that they want to take varying approaches to reduce the prison population. You know, a few of them have signed on to the idea that we need to legalize marijuana to reduce the number of people who are behind bars for, you know, recreational drug use. So this is an area where there's, if you're looking for big differences among the candidates, you might not find it when you're talking about criminal justice and the state's prison population.
Now, given the limited time for the candidates and a lot of issues, as we heard, they covered, how much did they talk about the current governor, the person they're hoping to run against in November?
I mean, he was the subject of some zingers, for sure. Again, when you only have a little bit of time in a debate like this, one way that you can make your time count if you're a candidate is to try to get that quote that's going to make the evening news or the morning news or the newspaper. And so you heard some of that. Malin Mitchell talked about the governor being two walkers, that there's a governor walker who legislates and governs one way and a candidate walker who's now acting like he's a moderate Republican. You know, that was the type, one of the, I guess, walker attacks you heard. Paul Soglin kind of led into the governor saying, quote, "We'd like to know what he was smoking when he negotiated this deal," talking about the Foxconn deal. So the governor, yes, was a punching bag in this, you know, this debate. Although I wouldn't say that every candidate really lit into him. And there were some examples where they kind of went after each other, though not as strongly as they did the governor.
And did they position themselves all in terms of national issues, the Supreme Court nomination going on? Obviously, President Trump gets a lot of attention, even in local and state races. Did that come up much at all?
Kelda Royce brought it up. She's a former Democratic state rep from Madison and said that if President Trump gets his pick on the Supreme Court, there's a very good chance the court will overturn Roe v. Wade. And if that happens, Wisconsin has a criminal abortion ban on the books that would go into effect without Roe v. Wade. So she has said that if she's governor, she'd work to overturn that law. But if that can't happen, she would pardon anyone arrested under that law.
I understand a new Marquette University Law School poll is coming out next week, I think. That's the one everybody in the media anyway and politics watchdogs are looking out for. What kind of things are you going to be watching for in that poll when it comes to this race?
Well, next week's just a huge week in terms of the horse race of the politics of this. You got the Marquette poll and you have fundraising numbers coming out next week, too, for all the candidates. And they're going to give you an idea of who's sort of viable in this home stretch here, who might have the money to run ads, who might be able to close a gap. I guess the big thing you'll be looking for is if anything has changed with Tony Evers at the top of that poll. There are still a lot of it, or there were in the last Marquette poll, still a lot of undecided voters, enough undecided voters that they could break to a candidate and overtake Evers if that were to happen. But at least so far, he's been kind of the front runner in every poll that's been released by a campaign or by Marquette.
Briefly, as we wrap up, Sean, I don't like to throw around the word unprecedented, but we don't have a lot of roadmaps for an 8-candidate primary in Wisconsin.
You don't. And so you don't have to get to a large number to win, a large percentage of the vote to win. And so that's what makes this race, I guess, hard to peg.
Fun for politics nerds.
It is fun for somebody who likes to watch this stuff. And on election night, primary election night, August 14th, there will be a lot of wondering, you know, where we should be watching and, you know, what that critical threshold is.
And I believe we'll be sitting here along with Frederica Freiberg on that election night, figuring out what just happened. Sean, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. He was breaking down last night's primary debate between the state's Democratic candidates for governor. Lots of them.